Now, I was getting, truthfully, a bit weepy myself. See what I mean about cancer turning everything upside down? This pity festival went on for at least another hour, with each of us pretty much just saying over and over that this was somehow our fault. Now let's face it, I'm smart enough to know logically that Jeffrey didn't get sick because I stole change from his piggy bank when he was 3 and bought Tic Tacs for my whole class with it. But for some reason, on that first horrible night, it seemed as though everything I ever did to Jeffrey had probably caused some horrible genetic damage. And now, there we were, confessing our sins. Finally, I asked my parents what was going to happen next. They told me that my mom would be taking Jeffy to Philadelphia, an hour and a half away, first thing in the morning, for some medical tests. So he might not even have cancer, right? If the experts are in Philly, these local doctors are probably wrong pretty often. And then tomorrow night, you'll come back, right? And you'll tell us it was a mistake. My dad chimed in, "Anything's possible, son." But Mom wasn't in a mood for optimism. "We won't be coming back tomorrow night, Stephen." "What do you mean you won't be coming back tomorrow night? What about Jeffrey's school? If he misses 2 days of kindergarten in a row, he'll probably miss, like, a whole letter of the alphabet. And what if it's a vowel? Then he'll have this huge problem with reading. He'll read the fat cat set, but he'll think it says the fit-t-sit." "Very funny, Stephen. And what about your work, Mom?" Both of my parents got really, really quiet all of a sudden, and I knew this was not a good sign. Finally, my dad spoke. "Mom might not be working for a while." "But what? But why? How did..." "Stephen, I had a long talk with my principal today. There's a pretty good chance I'll be taking some time off of work." "Wow, Mom, you were pretty busy today." She looked away. I guess because I was nervous, I started to recap the day's events out loud. "So, okay, here's October 7th with the Alper family. Wake up as normal people, younger son gets nosebleed, older son goes to school, dad goes to work, younger son goes to emergency room. Younger son allegedly has cancer, mom quits job, mom and younger son get ready to skip town, father and older son stand around like idiots and prepare to buy a huge supply of, what, TV dinners?"
"Please calm down, Stephen. We are all going to have a big adjustment to make."
"Adjustment? Adjustment? Getting a new car is an adjustment. Switching math classes is an adjustment. Finding out your brother has leukemia, supposedly, and that your mom is now unemployed and that they're running off to the city in the morning, leaving you and your father to starve to death alone, is not an adjustment."
"Stephen, this isn't about you. How do you think your brother feels right now?"
Then we had another one of these new, despairing silences. Until I had to ask a question that somehow hadn't occurred to me.
Mom, how much does Jeffy know?"
It turned out that Jeffrey knew he might be pretty sick. Try cauterizing a kid's gushing nose with a heat gun without him figuring out that something is up. But didn't understand too much about the details. My mom hadn't wanted to worry him prematurely. When she told him that he would have to go with her to the big city in the morning to see another doctor, all he had asked was,
"Will Stephen come too?"
This was the one piece of information that put me over the edge. I started crying, but when my mom started coming over to hug me, I ran upstairs for bed. If I had known that this would basically be the last time I'd have both parents paying attention to me at once, I probably would have taken the hug. I could hear my parents talking for a long, long time before I fell asleep, but nobody came up to check on me. Jeffy groaned in his sleep once or twice in the next room, but never woke up. I was alone. I counted the little glowing stars on my ceiling, revisited my argument with Annette, played drum beats on a huge imaginary drum set in my head, and then realized one last thing I hadn't thought about since I'd walked in the door after school. And I muttered to myself in the darkness, "Guess what, Mom? I'm going to be the star of my spring concert."